And thank you for listening to Kauai Community Radio. Thanks for tuning in today. And it's 10 o'clock here on the Garden Island. It's KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. I'm Radio Annie. Thanks for listening to selections from our Hawaiian Music Archive. And this is the Kani Kapila Radio spot that we've turned into Talk Story Radio. And I've got a real treat for us. We're going to be speaking with Kumuke Hau, who is going to tell us about Culture to Canvas and some of her work in some of her work promoting and being present with Hawaiian culture. And so we're going to talk to her for a little bit. But for now, I want to let you know that Talk Story Radio is made possible by KKCR's sustaining members in partnership with PAL Kauai and HawaiianMusicStore.com. And thank you one more time for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Thanks to PAL Kauai and HawaiianMusicStore.com. And remember, our job is to throw our money at our local small businesses and nonprofits for a more thriving and vibrant community, which we all want. And now, Kumuke Hau, are you with us?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in today. I'm so glad to have you with us here on KKCR again.
And Me too. I miss you guys.
Yeah. And you have been on hiatus from your program on Tuesday mornings. Tell us about your program. It's Aina Ike.
Yeah. So for several years now, I've been a volunteer programmer at KKCR. On Tuesday mornings from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., my show is called Aina Ike on the Air. And, you know, for me, it's a platform to play all of my favorite classical and even contemporary Hawaiian music, talk story about things that inspire nature and the environment and culture, of course. So, you know, my children, initially they were like pre-planned and I would stay up for hours and research and all of that and getting my show together, my script. I used to write a script because I'd never done it before. And then one night, Monday nights are my halau night. So one night I, you know, halau went extra late and I was just exhausted and I fell asleep. And when my alarm woke me up the next morning, I didn't have time to think about what I was going to do to get my plan together for the show. So I chanted my way all the way from Anahola to the radio station and just petitioned for, you know, guidance and help. I was in kind of in a panic stage, but that really was a turning point. And I realized that, you know, for me as a programmer and being at those controls, I'm really just a conduit to things that perhaps, you know, maybe the ancestors are sending me messages or using me to just channel through, you know, songs that speak to the heart. And oftentimes there are things that are happening in our community or with our loved ones or even with me personally, and it oftentimes inspires a certain theme for the show. So since that day many years ago, it's been very spontaneous. I always open up my show with a chant, which helps to ground me and just kind of set the tone and the foundation. And then, you know, everything's just a spontaneous go. You know, we have the most incredible collection in our archives of Hawaiian music.
Oh, I love knowing that.
For me, that's like the biggest gift and treat because there are songs that we don't hear anymore anywhere else.
Oh, okay. Okay. I love that we have that here at KKCR.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I love that radio becomes a powerful medium that we can reach people beyond what we thought we were capable of. Like it stretches beyond who I am to reach people I've never seen before for purposes that we don't know.
Absolutely. And what's really nice is that, you know, for the listeners who are tuning in that might not be familiar with what the insides of the KKCR radio station looks like, you know, we have, and I haven't been there since the since the system was upgraded. So that's totally exciting. But there's also, you know, there's also a resource, a computer resource that we have in the station that can show us where people are tuning in from all over the world. And to me, that's still mind-blowing.
And even right now, we've got people in Germany, Brazil, we have Canada, Calgary, and Surrey, and we had Uruguay, we have Boston, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Waipahu, Honolulu, Newport Beach, California, Kihei. So people are all over the world listening to Kauai Community Radio right now. And it blows
and
my
I
mind.
I love it.
Blows my mind every time I look at that.
Yeah, you know, the other thing too is, and this is available 24/7.
Right.
You know, for listeners that tune in from wherever, you know, online. If people don't have the app, they should get the app for KKCR. And then the website, of course, is www.kkcr.org. And we're always streaming live, you know, 24/7. Anywhere in the world that you can get a Wi-Fi signal. So to me, that is amazing. We may never meet a lot of the people that tune in, but I know that people appreciate Kauai Community Radio, and they appreciate all of the different genres of music that is shared, as well as the program. So it's such an incredible palette of offerings. Whether it's healing or politics or Hawaiian music. And, you know, I'm a little biased because I'm a kumuhula and I'm a native Hawaiian born and raised on Kauai, but there is no other radio station in the world, well, that I'm aware of, that plays Hawaiian music from midnight to 7, and then the first two slots of the morning. So from 7 to 9, and 9 to 11. And that is quite an offering.
Yeah.
To be able to tune into Hawaiian music and you know, programmers that are, you know, playing music and talking story and sharing the ike and the knowledge and the wisdom of our culture and just connecting people to Kauai and Hawaii through the airwaves. It's fascinating.
I love it. I think it's so valuable to continue continue the Hawaiian music culture and to celebrate it and to have it and love it. So one of the projects that we're working on at KKCR is we want to build our archive because we're aware that some of these songs have never been listened to. Or in so long, or the CDs are becoming out of print, and we're in danger of losing them just because of their physical things that are going to deteriorate. And so I want to digitize everything, build it up, and collaborate with other entities that have Hawaiian music libraries, and see if we can collaborate to make a library of this music to preserve it and categorize it and make it available so that people can enjoy it and research it and have it around.
Excellent. The other thing too that KKCR has done for many years is the Talk Story series, right? So there has been a vast collection of featured recording artists. Basically, it was focused on, you know, some of Hawaii's amazing Hawaiian music composers and award-winning recording artists. And so KKCR also offers that, that is in CD form. But, you know, the technology is changing so much. But what's in a radio station? We have everything from vinyls.
Lots of vinyls.
To master on the, you know, on the equipment in there. But we have vinyls. We have CDs, you know, for literally from the floor to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And so it's quite a collection and quite a very, you know, very much a special collection and archive of, you know, of Hawaiian music and all kinds of music.
Yeah.
As well.
We've actually run out of wall space. And
I know.
So we have these rolling carts with with more music in it, and I am really not sure what we're going to do with more, like, we need more space. I don't know where to put stuff.
Well, we need more space, and in order to keep the radio station up and running, and maybe even expanding the space, because there's a little bit of room back there. There's kind of a lot of room.
Yeah.
Maybe an extension. Maybe we can, you know, put that intention out to manifest an expansion of the radio station to house the collections that are literally in boxes and in rolling carts in the radio station.
Yeah. And if you're interested in becoming a volunteer at Kauai Community Radio, a lot of people are very shy initially to get on the air. I definitely was. But there's plenty of things that you can do just to be around radio, to support community radio and free speech. There's always music organizing. You can help people answer the phones on their shows. You can help us with fund drives and raise money. We're doing a lot more events outside of the radio station. You can represent KKCR when we go to events too. And there's just a lot of ways that you can be involved in community media and the ways that we support our community, our collective culture, and the projects that we can do to make our community better. So
yeah, and I'll share an example of what helped me. I was definitely afraid because there's so many bells and whistles, and the board and the controls and all the different computer monitors, and it's a bit overwhelming. But there are people at the radio station that are so willing to hold your hand, kind of, help do the technical part of it. And then maybe at first you focus on, the speaking, the announcing of, the PSAs or just talking about whatever it is that you want to share with the community. And eventually, with a little bit of practice, you can do it blindfolded. I never thought that I would say that. And I know that when I do come back, I have to relearn or learn.
Oh, it's the new
learn
one.
And get familiar with the new system. But it can only be a better thing.
Yeah, it's actually pretty fancy, and it's going to make it sound so clean on the air. And I think it's going to add a bit of like personal professionalism to be like, wow, I am making radio on this fancy piece of equipment. I'm big time.
Yeah.
And this is a big time radio station, and we're going to do big time stuff with it. I know it. So,
yeah, totally.
So, we are talking with you today mainly because we have a few things to share with us, and one of them is Culture to Canvas.
Right.
Because I'm like, well, that's our main point.
Right. So, sorry. Coming back, focus. Yeah. Yeah. So, Culture to Canvas, I started this on Mother's Day a few years back. Mm-hmm. I never really did it regularly until more recently. And usually on the first Saturday of every month, I go down to the South Shore.
Mm.
I'm based at the Anahula Marketplace. That's where my work studio is. Okay. And I also, host events there, Culture to Canvas. So, Culture to Canvas is inspired by a paint and sip party.
Okay.
Very simple. It's all about having fun. But, for me as a kumuhula, and a lover of Hawaiian culture, I always want to use opportunities to teach and highlight the culture of Hawaii, the special wahipana, the storied and celebrated places of Kauai and Hawaiian Islands, as well as talk about traditions and connecting people to the Hawaiian environment. So oftentimes the paintings that we will feature are of storied places, like on Kauai.
Yeah.
Whether it's Hanalei Bay or, you know, Waimea Canyon or Kalalau Lookout.
Right.
And so it's no longer just a pretty painting, but it has meaning, and people leave there with their own masterpiece that they've created.
Uh-huh.
And a head full of information that gives people a deeper and special connection to the place that we live in, because it's not just for visitors.
Right.
I design my programs to appeal first and foremost to the residents.
Thank you.
With that thought in mind that when people visit Hawaii, they want to experience things that are authentic. And
yes.
So, you know, it's a paint and sip and a party, but it's also a fun way to connect to different places and learn about the place names, learn about the stories, learn about the history, whether it's different plants or animals or creatures or even ceremonies. So right now, we are in the season of ho'oilo. It's our wet season. And within this period of ho'oilo, we celebrate makahiki. So makahiki is traditionally it's the Hawaiian New Year,
mm-hmm.
which begins in, you know, if you overlay it with the Gregorian calendar,
mm-hmm.
it would be like mid-October,
oh.
all the way to the end of January and sometimes the beginning of February. There isn't a date like Christmas or the fourth Thursday for Thanksgiving. All
yeah.
of the different seasons and the, you know, and the ritual season, the ceremonial seasons are
uh-huh.
all determined by the celestial bodies and when they rise and
oh,
when they set.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Makahiki for us begins when the constellation Makali'i, uh-huh. or otherwise known to the rest of the world as Pleiades,
okay.
rises at the same time that the sun is setting. So Makali'i will rise
oh.
in the east at the same time that the sun is setting in the west. And that is when makahiki
begins.
Officially starts. So, well, who knows this? Well, in the days of our kupuna or our ancestors, there were special classes of priestly experts or kahuna.
Uh-huh. Kahuna.
And in this case, those kahuna would be called kilolani. They would be the ones that would track and observe all of the movements of the celestial body. So rising and setting of the sun, the rising and setting of the moon, the tracking of the different constellations and different stars that appear in the night sky during different times of the year.
Okay.
So, you know, just mind-blowing, fascinating.
Right.
And today we have experts that are keeping those knowledge resources available and teaching.
Mm.
I don't claim to be an expert of that, but I can tell you one thing. I do not plan anything without consulting the Hawaiian moon calendar.
Okay. So, we're going to do that today too. I am interested in, so there are kahuna who have specialties.
Yeah.
Then, so because you mentioned the kilolani, so this is a kahuna who specializes in the stars.
Astronomy. Yep.
And then there's kahuna that, I mean, you're a kumu hula, so that is a specific type of teacher and kahuna. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay.
So technically, in ancient times,
mm-hmm.
a kumu hula was a kahuna of perpetuating the art forms and the rituals of ha'a and hula.
Okay.
And so today, you know, for many people, they see a kumu hula as a dance instructor. And we are that too. But
it's so much more.
That we know all of these other things, because that's very pertinent to, you know, to the practices. So even with Culture to Canvas, I share things like that.
Uh-huh.
As we're painting, there's always a talk story throughout the 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
All of the canvases, if we're doing acrylic, so I do acrylic
mm-hmm.
Paint and sips. I also do watercolor. But mm-hmm. if it's acrylic, like we're doing tomorrow on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I pre-sketch all of the canvases So it takes out the anxiety and the nervousness of especially first time and experienced teachers.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then I teach how to blend colors, and we all resonate to colors differently. So
yeah.
I never ever tell people, oh, okay, pick this orange or pick this yellow or pick this blue. I encourage people to, you know, to connect with colors that they're drawn to. And that's the mana or the energy moving part of culture to canvas. And, but, you know, so that people don't get nervous that it's like so technical and advanced.
Yeah.
I keep it very basic. It's all about fun.
Uh-huh.
And, so it's 2.5 hours. So tomorrow, we'll be at the Cabana Bar and Grill, which is inside of the Po'ipu Athletic Club.
Okay.
It's from 3 p.m. to 5:30, which actually coincides with happy hour. So, you know, there's poo-poos and drinks, and there's specials, and then there's painting and art and Hawaiian culture. It's a lot of fun. So,
yeah.
You know, if people wanna register or get more information, the easiest way is to follow us on Instagram, which is simply Culture to Canvas. Culture T-O Canvas. And everything is posted up there. The website is up there. And you know, our website is kind of lengthy, but it's Culture to Canvas, culture-to-canvas.tour.site. It's just easier. Go to the Instagram page and click on the bio and get the link. You know, it's just easy. And tomorrow, we are painting Napali whale pills.
Oh.
T-A-L-E-S. But if you look at the painting, it is, it's a painting of a humpback whale fluke. So, which means that the humpback whale had just breached and is diving back down into the ocean. And so oftentimes, they bless us with a whale tail wave. And so that's what it is. The backdrop is the beautiful cathedral cliffs of the Napali Coast.
Right.
And, you know, a few weeks ago on December 28th, there was a baby humpback whale that got separated from its mother. We have no idea how or why that happened, but it swam inshore off of Waikiki on Oahu, trying to beach itself. Which is so sad and tragic.
And
so luckily, the lifeguards, you know, put the call out to, you know, the NOAA and the ocean rescue people to, you know, to come down and help. So they were able to safely guide the baby komola or the baby whale back out to deeper waters. And so, you know, chances of it reuniting with its mother is very, very thin. But, you know, it's the best thing that we can do. Because, you know, without its mother, it's still nursing. And, you know, these baby humpback whales, for about a year after it's born, and that's the reason we have humpback whale season in Hawaii, and we're kind of like at the peak season right now, where the humpback whales migrate thousands of miles from their cold feeding grounds in Alaska, and they head to Hawaii. It's a very profound migration that happens every year, interestingly enough, during Makahiki. And they come to Hawaii where our waters are warmer, but they also provide a safe haven for the mother humpback whales to give birth to their babies. And so once their calf is born, they will stay with their mama for, you know, close to a year.
Okay.
And they will travel alongside her because they need to nurse in her fat-rich milk to gain the weight quickly and prepare for that long migration back up to the feeding grounds of Alaska.
And it just sounds like such a swim, too.
Right. So the mother has to provide more than 100 gallons of milk every day. And if this baby is not reunited with its mother, then it will perish. So, You know, it's really, really sad. So the original painting that I created for Napali Whale Tales actually shows one adult fluke that's waving against the backdrop of the Napali.
Yeah.
But when people show up tomorrow, their canvas is going to be sketched with a baby whale tail next to his mother. It's sort of kind of my mantra in setting the intentions and setting up the prayers that, you know, I believe in miracles, and I'm hoping that that baby kohala will find its mother and be reunited.
Right.
And
so on Saturday, on tomorrow, during Culture to Canvas, you'll be having a group prayer for the baby to find mom. And and that's,
sorry about my dog.
Oh yeah, mine too. And I find that to be really lovely, like a corporate thing setting their intentions for something miraculous to happen. I love that so much. Amazing.
So I just apologize for my barking dog.
Not a bit. I understand.
Over her.
The Hound of Music is on the radio every Wednesday night.
The Hound of Music, oh my God.
Exactly. So I just followed Culture to Canvas on Instagram, and the first picture that pops up, of course, is about the venue, what time it is, where it is, and a photo of image of the painting that you'll be painting. And I find it's gorgeous. So again, it's 3 to 5:30 at Cabana Bar and Grill in Poipu, which is connected to the Poipu Athletic Club. You can find places to register on Instagram. You just follow Culture to Canvas, just like it sounds, on Instagram, and you can find the opportunities to register there. And and I love it. I find it important for us to be learning all the time, especially as adults, because we can choose our learning opportunities more and where we want to invest our brain energy. And I love events that incorporate learning into them as well. So thank you for facilitating those things and for being a constant kumu for us. I love that.
Oh, they're playing, but and I should have sent them outside, but I didn't. Hey,
radio is for all of us.
It's my children that don't know how to behave.
Yeah,
my children that don't know how to behave. I'm so sorry.
Just like the dogs and the cats and all of us, we're community radio. So let me take this moment to do our public service announcement, and maybe the pooches will calm down by that time. You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, and this is Talk Story Radio. We're having a conversation with Kumu Kehau, and she is talking to us about Culture to Canvas and so many more things as well. And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, and let's listen to our Hawaiian music calendar. Indeed. Have fun and be safe.
Oh, my gosh.
Words for us all.
Apologies.
Yeah, so we were talking about Culture to Canvas, and for our listeners, I just want to say it one more time. We've got 3 to 5:30 tomorrow at Cabana's Bar and Grill in Poipu, and that is inside the Poipu Athletic Club. And it's like a paint and sip, but better.
Yep.
Yeah.
But better.
But
yeah.
Better. Yeah.
But better. Yeah. Because, you know, we'll be talking about, you know, we're talking about the, you know, annual migrations of the humpback whales. What is makahiki? We'll talk about Napali. You know, during this time of the year, it's harder to access the Napali coast because, you know, the northwest ends of our Hawaiian islands have big surf. And so, you know, if especially for those who are visiting, you know, if they're unable to go out by boat to see it, they'll have an experience of Napali and be able to take something home that they created themselves. And so, you know, in Hawaiian culture, you know, we come from an we come from an oral history and an oral culture. Mm. We didn't have a written language until 1820 when the Calvinist missionaries came. So mm-hmm. our songs, our chants, our ceremonies, our stories are very prevalent in the upholding and perpetuating of Hawaiian knowledge mm-hmm. and culture. And so, you know, there is never enough time to share. So people will leave the event fulfilled, full from good food and drink uh-huh. and lots of stories and just a lot of fun.
That is wonderful. I'm so intrigued by oral history and cultures that have preserved centuries of knowledge orally and passing it down via language and via memory for hundreds of years.
Imagine that.
I cannot.
You know, when our ancestors learned to read and write, mm-hmm. they started to write down everything. And the way that they preserved it is they sent their writings into the old Hawaiian language newspapers.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, and I don't know what the exact number of Hawaiian language newspapers there were, but I can comfortably say there were more than 40 different newspapers that were circulated throughout the Hawaiian Islands.
Right.
And so our ancestors began to write everything and publish their what was in their heads for generations, passed down, publish it to the newspapers. So those old Hawaiian language newspapers are key resources for our research and for our information today.
That is wonderful. Like, I can't even imagine, just like, now I have this resource, amazing, I'm, you know, just get it all down. It's like when farmers get their first tractor, like, oh my gosh, it makes everything so much different and amazing and easier. Yep. And it frees me up to maybe learn more things or do more things.
Absolutely. Or improve on other places that need your attention. So, you know, Hawaiian culture is like that.
Uh-huh.
And these are, you know, wonderful resources to have. And a lot of people used to tell me, you know, why is it so important to you? You know, this is the 21st century. You're not going to use Hawaiian culture in your career when you become an adult. And there's no interest or demand for that. And I'm, you know, and I've struggled, you know, all these years as an independent entrepreneur.
Uh-huh.
But I'm committed. You know, I'm committed because I know it's important. This old information is very much applicable to today. So one of the things that you and I have been kind of chatting about is, you know, our programs that people are going to be able to, you know, get behind the wheel and support us, whether they want to, you know, be a sponsor or an underwriter for these programs. And then for our listeners, they're going to be gems of interesting moments on the radio, on the airwaves, that is going to enable people to expand their learning and their understanding of Hawaii and Hawaiian culture. And so KKCR has done for a really long time, you know, a Hawaiian word of the day, but it's been very simple. Not that that's not a bad thing, where you just open up the dictionary and, you know, and pick a word. Uh-huh. That totally works. But what you and I have been talking about is having a Hawaiian word of the day that is more than this is the word for the day and these are its definitions. And so we want to, you know, expand upon that. So as an example, prior to our, you know, our talk story this morning, I thought that maybe perhaps I wanted to, you know, give a little test drive here.
Right.
So I picked, for today, and just for fun, but good fun, I picked a very simple three-letter word, and it's loa, L-O-A.
Loa.
So loa, we hear that when we say mahalo nui loa, you know, so mahalo means thank you or appreciation, gratitude. Nui means large in size or in quantity or in quality. And then loa is for a longer period of time than just the present. So, oh. Or an emphasis on how grateful I am, how thankful I am. So when we say mahalo, it's thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When we say mahalo nui, it's like thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
When we say mahalo nui loa, it's even deeper and bigger than a simple mahalo. So that's the beauty of the Hawaiian language. It's very poetic.
So
it's multi-layered.
And you're saying basically thank you very much for days, like for yes. a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. From the depths of my, you know,
yeah.
from my heart, from my So when we look at the literal translation of Hawaiian words, oftentimes words can have up to, you know, it can have one literal definition, which is highly unlikely.
Mm.
Usually Hawaiian words have multiple definitions. So
mm-hmm.
when we look at the Hawaiian word loa, loa literally means distant, length, height. It also means distant, like far, far away
uh-huh.
or from here to far, far away or eternity.
Okay.
Long, it means tall, far, permanent. All of these words are in that small little three-letter word, loa. The second definition of loa is very or very much or
okay.
too, T-O-O, excessive, most, as I was just speaking about, you know, earlier. So, you know, that's what loa means. Now, I want to tie this right, I'm going to string this right back to the painting that we're doing for Culture to Canvas.
Ooh, nice.
And the moon phase for today. So on my show, people have listened to Aina Ike on the air. I'll always pick a Hawaiian word. Sometimes I forget, but remember, my shows are never planned. I intend to do it, but sometimes I kind of go off on a drift, you know, on a little soapbox thingy. But I usually try to feature a Hawaiian word. I will always make room for the Hawaiian moon phase of the day, because that's a whole different, you know, ball of wax of information. It's incredible. And because every day there's a moon phase. Of course,
yeah.
the moon comes up at night. So we think that the moon is only up at night, but that's not true.
Right.
So it depends. Every day the moon is rising between 50 minutes to an hour from the previous night. So that is one of the ways in which you can kind of track or set yourself up for watching moon rises. It's
mm-hmm.
just knowing that simple fact that every night the moon will rise approximately 50 to 60 minutes from the previous night. So
mm-hmm.
we are currently at the end of the Hawaiian lunar months. And every day there's a different Hawaiian moon phase.
Okay.
So I want to talk about today's Hawaiian moon phase. So today's Hawaiian moon phase is Kaloa Kulua. K-A with the kahakoa, the makron over the A,
uh-huh.
L-O-A. K-U with the makron over the U, L-U-A. Kaloa Kulua. And so Kaloa Kulua today is the second of three moon phases that are named for and dedicated to the major Akua Nui or the major deity, Kanaloa.
Ah.
And so a lot of people go, oh, okay, I'm familiar with Kanaloa. Kanaloa is mostly known as the deity of the deep ocean.
Oh, okay.
But as with all of the different spiritual aspects and the deities in the, you know, in the traditional Hawaiian belief system, they all have multiple kuleana or responsibilities
mm-hmm.
and realms that they are associated with. And there are certain ho'ailona or signs and portents that are associated with them that help us to understand our environment better. So going back to Kanaloa, Panaloang is, again, the deity of the deep, deep ocean. But Kanaloa is also the one that regulates and controls currents. So the currents could be in the ocean, and the currents can also be in the atmosphere, as in wind. And so during this particular period, certain things are very visible. As soon as the Kanaloa or the Kaloa, Kaloa is short for Kanaloa. As soon as these Kaloa moons pop up, we will immediately begin to see the presence of the Pololia, which are box jellyfish, and then also the Portuguese man of war. They will show up like clockwork. It is amazing. It's mind-blowing. So much so that now the weather report on some of the TV news stations include the Hawaiian moon phase of the day. And then they show the signs off of Waikiki, you know, of caution, box jellyfish. Because they'll come in swarms. So there's this word called kinolau. Kino in Hawaiian means body, and lau means myriad or many. And so all of these different ancient Hawaiian deities have different kinolau. And the there are multiple kinolau for all of them. And so for Kanaloa, the kinolau for him include the jellyfish. It includes the octopus and the squid, the he'e and the muhe'e. It also includes the nai'a, or the dolphins. And this is my connect back real quick, and then I'm going to come back to the moon phases. The kohola and the palawa, which are two different types of whales in our Hawaiian waters. So we'll be painting. I'll be talking about the moon phase, connecting people to the Kaloa moons, or the moons dedicated to Kanaloa. They'll learn about the humpback whales as a kinolau of Kanaloa. So back to the, you know, back to the moon phases. When we are at the end of the lunar month, or the in the lunar circulation of the moon phases, this is the 25th moon phase for this particular lunar month. The light of the moon is 34.1% illumination, and it's a waning crescent. So this is a very tail end of this particular moon cycle. The sun rose this morning at 7:17 a.m. It's going to the sunset is going to be at 6:08 p.m. Now, as far as the moon is concerned, the moon is already up there. It's been up. It rose at 1:48 a.m. just past midnight. So it's been up for hours. It's going to set this afternoon at 1:23. So this helps us, and I teach all of this stuff in my halau and in other courses, you know, that I that I teach, which is totally separate from Culture to Canvas. Culture to Canvas is my, well, it's all fun for me, but it's not as scholarly. It's more fun, you know, it's more fun and creative. But all of it has to do with learning about the Hawaiian culture. So that's where we are. on this moon phase, planting is excellent for bamboo, string beans, eggplant, banana. And how I like to tell people how to learn about the moon phase, you have to learn the language. And you don't have to learn to become fluent, although that is an awesome goal. But the very basics of working knowledge of the Hawaiian language will help us understand stuff like this. So, again, this Kaloa Kulua moon is good for bamboo, planting bamboo, string beans, eggplant, banana, and other loa, that's our Hawaiian word for the day, L-O-A, or long types of plants. Ava and uhaloa, and there's the word loa there. Uhaloa is a la'au la'pa'au, and so is ava. They're Hawaiian medicinal plants for healing. And so that's what's happening on the aina and in the ocean. Fishing is good on shoreline areas for casting, and also for gathering shellfish. And remember, our kupuna were very brilliant. They knew that on a Kaloa moon, there's a lot of jellyfish and Portuguese man of war. So if you don't want to get stung,
you stay on the shore.
And they hurt. Then you stay on shore and you cast your pole.
Yeah.
Or you gather shellfish from the rocks near the shoreline.
Yeah.
So, you know, these things help us to remember, to always be mindful of the ever-shifting currents of the ocean and the atmosphere. We never, ever face our back to the ocean. And that's advice, you know, for local people, although we should have learned these things as we're growing up. But if they didn't, here it is. But especially for visitors that come from places that are not close to the ocean. And so they don't know how powerful the ocean
or,
is.
Or even visitors that have experience with the ocean, it's different
it's
here.
It's different. Hawaii is different.
Yeah. It's very different. I also wanted to...
And I would exercise the same caution and respect for ocean and waters elsewhere that I'm not
familiar
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
We have about 5 more minutes.
I know.
This is fun. I wanted to make mention, too, about the nuances of words and language. And you... Which is, you know, the education that I got that I don't always get to use. I learned to read and research lots of different languages. And so it's fascinating to me to learn new words and new bits of words and how they incorporate into like a larger picture. And I'm always very conscious of, say, on KKCR, we want to name something. And I'm like, oh, I'm just looking at this Hawaiian dictionary translation. This is what this means. But like, it may mean something, but it will have all of these connotations and all of these, nuance and weight in different areas that maybe I didn't want it to say that, or I didn't, you know, like, and in English we have multitudes, hundreds of those kind of words that if you say them in the wrong context, it's like, oh, you know, like that's not what you wanted to say. And in Hawaiian, I find them to be such beautiful nuances. And it means when you get the nuance, it changes and it deepens the meaning that you meant to have. And I love, I love like consulting you or Sandy or Sister Lei, and just to just say like, okay, what is the weight of this meaning? Is this what I want to say when I say ho'oilo or laukahi or something? I want to know, is this what I meant? You know, like, this, you know, or what's
always
a better word?
And we're very fortunate that we have people.
Yes.
You know, within the KKCR Ohana that can, you know, can be of help to guide and advise upon those things. That's just really, really important. So, you know, for people who are listening, a few years ago, I did a project for a 2-part project for KKCR as a fundraiser. And it's called the Novelo Ikoa Ikoa Papa. It's 2 volumes of CDs, you know, recorded stories and mele. Most of them, if not all of them, are chants. And they all have to do with Kauai. So in the very first volume, which is all focused on Waiʻaleʻale, because it's the piko, it's the umbilicus of Kauai Island. So all of the chants all are centered and inspired by this mountain that is so important to us. But in that first CD, in volume 1, I talk about pretty extensively the protocols, the procedures, the traditions of naming. It's a heavy burden to carry. I've turned on so many people, most that I don't know, that want to give their business or give their, you know, their child a Hawaiian name. And I'm like, you know, this comes at Kuleana for me. And, you know, I have to have a personal relationship with, you know, anyone that I'm going to name their child for, because that is the first thing that they're going to be given, that they're going to own. And it's the only thing they'll be able to take with them into the spirit world when they wahala or when they pass away. So, you know, so there's a whole process. And so people can get that, I think, online at kkcr.org. And
the
funds help to keep the lights on and the radio station going.
And to perpetuate our mission, which is to celebrate and perpetuate Hawaiian culture, and yes, to bring great music and great entertainment to Kauai and beyond. So thank you for that. You can find Novello at volumes 1 and 2 at kkcr.org. We have a merchandise shop, so you can get it in CD form. It's also downloadable. If you tool around on our website, you can find it to download and listen to, or you can support the radio station by purchasing the CDs and then, you know, drop off a donation while you're there too. So
absolutely,
thank you. And then
it's
yeah, I want to say one more time that Culture to Canvas is tomorrow from 3 to 5:30 at Cabana Bar and Grill, and you can get more of what we've been talking about today, some ono grinds and drinks, and you can paint, and you can meet Kumukehau, and you can do all kinds of cool stuff. And I am so so happy to work with you at KKCR, and I'm really excited to get to know you and your mission and the things that you stand for. Like, I'm really excited. Thank you.
Yeah, it'll be sooner than later.
Yeah.
I just got to get fixed up, so
don't we all.
So, you know, I won't talk about this in detail because there's no time, mm-hmm, but I also want you to know that originally my surgery was scheduled for February.
Oh.
And it was scheduled for an ole pau moon, which is like, oh, ole moons are like, you know, not productive moons. And,
okay,
you know, I put this to Pule, and I've been suffering with this for so long. I was given a call, you know, earlier in midway in December, telling me that a space had opened up. So the moon phase is Lono. Lono is the deity of healing, and I am super stoked.
Oh, how is that?
To be able to be guided with that energy.
Yeah.
And that support and that mana, you know, not for me. I'm just going to be lying there unconscious, but, you know, for the amazing surgeons and the team. So,
well, you will have
happy.
You will have all the work to do after the surgery by.
Exactly. That's the part I'm a little nervous about, but I'm grateful.
Yeah, you do the right thing for yourself.
Super humbled. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Annie.
Yeah. Thanks for talking to us on Talk Story Radio on KKCR today. You have an excellent day, and we will talk soon.
Aloha. Ahui ho.
Aloha.